With your latest news, I'm Carslee Fuller. Following an open recruitment process, a new deputy director of public prosecutions has been appointed. As Radio K-Man's Dion Englund reports, the DPP was pleased to announce the appointment of Mrs. Candia James Malcolm to the new post.
Ms. James Malcolm was awarded a Bachelor of Laws from the London School of Economics and Political Science in 2000. Thereafter, she pursued the bar vocational course at the Inns of Court School of Law. She was admitted to the Bar of England and Wales in 2001 and is a member of the Honourable Society of Lincoln's Inn. Ms. James Malcolm returned to Trinidad and Tobago in 2002, where she was admitted to the bar and joined the office of the Director of Public Prosecutions. In 2008, she became a legal advisor to an intelligence agency in the Ministry of National Security of Trinidad and Tobago. In 2009, Ms. James Malcolm became Crown Counsel in the Attorney General's Chambers, where she dedicated her practice to securing criminal justice in the Cayman Islands. In January of 2017, she was promoted to Senior Crown Counsel. In July of 2018, she became Assistant Director of Public Prosecutions and Director of the Justice Protection Administrative Center. She has acted as Deputy Director of Public Prosecutions since January of 2019. Ms. James Malcolm has 18 years' experience as a prosecutor and a civil servant and is a permanent resident of the Cayman Islands. She prosecutes a wide range of serious and complex matters in the Summary Court, Grand Court, and the Cayman Islands Court of Appeal, with a particular emphasis on serious and organized crime, offenses involving violence and firearms, and sexual offenses. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Cayman is in the international spotlight once again, this time in two prestigious international legal publications. More from Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego.
Deputy Director for Truman Bodden Law School Scott Adkins recently had his articles published in the peer-reviewed Oxford University Press journal Trusts and Trustees, highlighting new points of law in the area of trusts. In addition, his article on new legal points in the law of contract has been incorporated in the Solicitor's Journal. He notes these articles detail and reflect on equitable developments in the law of trusts and injunctions for adhering to promises allegedly made in employment contracts. Truman Bodden Law School Director Mitchell Davies says he is delighted that Scott's articles were published, adding school colleagues continue to be at the forefront of developing and enhancing the understanding of English and Cayman Islands law, and is proud that the school remains an asset of the islands. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
And the Marine Research Unit at the Department of Environment is encouraging boaters, divers, snorkelers, and fishermen to get in touch with them if they find a submerged line that can't be removed or if they lose one themselves. During a recent field survey, members of the MRU found and were able to untangle an old rope and buoy that had gotten loose and become a serious threat to marine life. The buoy half-sunk and the line had snurled around elkhorn colonies. The Department of Environment says fortunately the line was removed from the water before it seriously and irreparably damaged the coral or became entangled in someone's propeller. Submerged lines, small surface floats, or anything that has a waterlogged buoy on it can also pose a hazard to boaters, especially when it gets loose from whatever it was marking. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carslee Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Danielle Jaworowiecka. Health and rescue workers are struggling to deal with the aftermath of the massive explosion in Beirut on Tuesday, which all but flattened part of the Lebanese capital's port. The Red Cross is coordinating with the Lebanese Health Ministry to set up new morgues as hospitals are overwhelmed with the dead and injured. Many thousands have been made at least temporarily homeless. President Michel Aoun has promised a transparent investigation into the blast, which officials say occurred in a warehouse storing vast quantities of ammonium nitrate. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says a new Hindu temple for the god Ram in the city of Ayodhya will be a modern symbol of India's culture. He was speaking after laying a foundation stone for the temple at a disputed site. Pakistan has accused neighbouring India of illegally occupying the region of Kashmir. The country's Prime Minister Imran Khan made a statement marking the first anniversary of Delhi's decision to strip Indian-administered Kashmir of its special status. BBC News.